With Tori, don't worry about this. So this is for the Zoom guys. The camera people will go on this one.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Alrighty, guys. If you have any questions, raise your hands and we'll call on you.
We officially got locked out of the Zoom room, so we apologize. It took us a little while.
All right, who wants to start it off? Go ahead, Nick.
Tori, what is kind of a best case scenario in Cole's situation in terms of, you know, getting back out there to, you know, get some game action before returning? And then, you know, would he have, I don't know, 10 games? Like, what are you guys looking at in terms of the best case?
Well, first of all, just to get him back on the field, back in the mixture with the guys is something that I know he's really eager to do. And I fully understand that. I mean, he's been working hard to get healthy. And for me personally, I feel like it's a situation where if he does get out onto a baseball field and feel as good as he possibly can and compete at the highest level, he's going to have a lot of peace of mind. And that's really important to a player through the off season. On the Cole front, he is initiating. He's starting to initiate some running on the bases. He's had a total of 57 live at bats. And the only thing that we're missing is some of the defense and him getting out there and running some balls down. But I think that's going to be something that comes pretty quickly to him. So the biggest concern is hitting and then getting out of the box and running. And he's starting to do that and feeling good. And we know that the defense will catch up rather quickly. So he's on a good path, and we're hoping for the best news possible here with each coming day.
Tori, I know you guys have played a lot of young players recently, but whenever Cole's back, how do you balance, you know, the larger organizational goal to see what some of these young guys can do versus maybe what you kind of feel you owe Cole a chance to prove that he's healthy and to finish the season on a high note?
Yeah, I mean, that's the part of my job that can be challenging at times, but you know, I believe in transparency with guys like Cole, who've been working extremely hard, and just develop a game plan that we feel is going to be right and run it through Cole and have him understand this is part of the process. So he deserves that. He deserves consideration to get back here, but it's the tough part of my job, but the part of my job that I enjoy a lot. And I want him to play. I'm pulling for Cole, and he is healthy, and he is a part of this organization, and I want him to feel that again.
So kind of going off what the first part of your answer was of just kind of getting out there, getting some peace of mind, it almost makes me think that you're just hoping that he can get out there for almost like the end of the year for Luke Weaver a couple of seasons ago, where you're just hoping to get him out there and let him show that he's healthy. Is that really all it is? Or do you think he can get more than that?
Sick props right there, by the way. That was awesome. Love that.
I didn't lose my train of thought at all, huh? That's Squash.
Squash. Nice. I think this one's a little bit different. You know, I think Luke, being a pitcher, just wanted to get out there and feel like, you know, his arm was working and he was going to walk off the mound pain-free, something that he hadn't done in a while. I think Cole wants to get back out there because he and Luke did too. But there's extra ingredients there for me. Cole misses the guys. He misses being around the guys. He misses the competition every single day. He's, you know, probably pretty close to healthy and eager to take the next steps and not call his season officially over. He wants to go out and collect a few more at bats and you know, prove himself that he's ready for an off season that will also include getting healthy, but knowing that he's performed and he's done his job. I think that'll give him a lot. That'll help him out. We've all been there, and I don't think it's a Luke Weaver situation completely. Might overlap a little bit, but you know, we'll see.
Todd Walsh.
Thanks, Torrey. A couple questions. Last night on the play at the plate, the review, how sold were you that you guys had it right as the clock ticked on that review?
Yes. I can't tell you how many times where I felt like we've gotten it right. It was flipped on us. That's the beauty of instant replay. They might get a couple more looks at things than our replay official gets here. And look, I'm just going blind at it. I'm getting information from somebody on the other end of a phone line, and he said challenge it, and he's real good. And I felt like once he said challenge it, that we were in a pretty good spot. But the more the time kept ticking, the more concerned I was getting, because I've seen this long enough, and I know that there was a potential for that call to be upheld. But it worked out very, very well. Bottom line is a good baseball play. You know, it's a quick release, a real accurate, strong throw by McCarthy, and a great tag by Carson. It's hard to turn and find that foot. You got to know where you're at. You know your spacing around home plate. Carson did a great job.
I ask about Trey Turner, and from your perspective in that dugout, how he has changed things for Dave Roberts and the Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Dodgers have always been looking to upgrade at the trade deadline. And you know, they got two really, really good players from the Nationals, one including perhaps one of the best starting pitchers in all of baseball. But Trey Turner's case in particular, he adds a certain energy. He gets on base and it can impact the game in a lot of different ways. So I know he's not playing his natural position or his favorite position, but he's sacrificing to be on a winning team and hopefully win a world championship. And he makes his team even better.
Thanks, Torrey. Mm-hmm.
Jack?
Ketel Marte is getting his first start at second base today. He's played a few innings in the late inning. Can you tell us, talk us through that a little bit and whether that's something we should expect to see more over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, you might see it a couple more times. I wanted to give Jake a chance to play center field. I wanted to see how Ketel would react as an infielder. He, you know, takes ground balls. He's played in several games there, and he's been making some subtle hints that he'd be interested in something like this. So I listen. These guys think I'm not logged on, but I listen to a lot of the things that are said as I'm in their vicinity. I just want to see what it looked like. So I know he's excited about it. Sometimes it gives you a little push start, gets you going physically earlier in the day. So we'll see how it looks today.
Evan?
Hey, Torrey. Cole signed before the 2020 season, 2-year contract, team option next year. Didn't get to play before his hometown fans, friends, and family in 2020. Barely did in 2021 due to the injuries. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be a factor or a possible factor in getting him playing time between now and the end of the season? The fact that if the team doesn't pick it up, this is it for him.
Yeah, that's a fair ask. You know, I'm always pulling for things like that. You guys know that. I love that part of the game. But no, I'm not trying to put him in front of his hometown fans and friends and family. I want to do it for every right reason, and that involves Cole.
Back to you, Jack.
Torrey, have you decided on tomorrow's starter?
We're just finalizing some things. Remind me afterwards. I have Alex on it as well. Just remind me as soon as the game's over. It'll be the first thing that I say.
Okay. And one last question from me. Sorry.
All good.
Luke, his pitch counts, the last, his first and second starts were 79, 78, respectively. If the situation allows for it, do you feel like the guardrails are ready to come off with regards to that?
Yeah, I think so. I was ready to do it last time. I clipped him short because we needed an offensive push, and I sacrificed perhaps his last inning. Now, generally, if I feel like a starting pitcher can go out there and give us two more innings, I'd let him hit. But in this case, I felt like it was trading one inning for an at-bat. And stinks. That's part of it that stinks. That's the challenging part of being a manager in the National League. You gotta manage that part of the game. So he can give us 90 plus pitches if we need it tonight.
Any other questions for Torrey? All right.
Yeah, hang on one second, you guys. Caleb Smith threw some live hitters today, included Cole. Cole had 5 at bats today. Caleb threw 3 innings and 41 pitches. Thanks, you guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are we good here with this?